Now, we've received numerous queries regarding the payout of 350 rand, a social relief grant meant for millions of unemployed during the COVID-19 lockdown. Many people have indicated that they have applied but have not received any communication or payment from SASSA. The grant was supposed to start payouts in mid-May for the next 6 months. SASSA has said that it should take 2 to 3 working days for them to verify an application and pay out the money into the bank account via the money transfer. This ever has evidently not happened. What we know is that SASSA has declined about 2.8 million applications from a possible 6.2 million applications, saying that the bulk majority of rejected applications were of people who were found to be receiving UIF benefits. To give us a clear picture on the progress that's been made at SASSA's Grant Administration General Manager, Henry de Graas, who joins you once again live on the show. Henry, thank you once again for joining us on the show. Welcome back. How's it going this morning?
Good morning, Habs, and good morning to the listeners. Good to talk to you again, Habs.
Fantastic. Henry, once again, we hope that you will put things into perspective for us. Yesterday, even before we get to the 350, we had a listener or a caller that called us in to ask the 500 rands for the four children that was announced that was going to be given. Was it a once-off thing, or was that let me put it this way, was that supposed to be a once-off thing, or was that for a certain number of months?
Perhaps the 500 rand is in addition to the normal child support grant that the primary caregiver will receive. The 500 rand will be paid until October, the same as for the other grant types, where we have added 250 rand for the old age, the disability, the care dependency, and for the child support grant. So in short, the 500 rand per primary caregiver will go on until October.
Until October. Thank you so very much for that. Okay, let's get down to the latest, Henry, when it comes to the social relief grant payouts. It's the 350 rands. We're getting many of our listeners that are saying, I've applied. I haven't even gotten a response. What's the latest there?
Perhaps I can tell you that, let me just speak about the Western Cape figures, but I will first just give some of the national figures. On a national basis, we actually received 13 million applications, apps, or inquiries. Now, some of these applications or inquiries were duplicates, so were basically just incomplete applications coming through, and as I indicated, inquiries. So once we have cleared all of that out, we remain towards 6.5 applications. Now, I can say for the Western Cape, in total, apps, we have actually received 587,000 applications. Now, these are genuine applications that we have received. And of the 587,000 applications in the Western Cape, we have actually to date paid 118,551. Now, what's important here, apps, there were quite a large number of rejections. And these rejections would actually be related to two issues. Number one is in terms of where we found the persons to be either on the UIF NSFAS system or perhaps on SARS-PERSOL, or perhaps a pay-as-you-earn. And if we found a person to be on one of those systems, then we would have rejected that person. But actually what we also found that when we checked against the database of Home Affairs, that some of the applicants did not put down the information as on the ID. Like, for example, my name will be Henry James on the ID. But when I completed the application, I would have put down James Henry, and that would not have been the same as on the database of Home Affairs. And we will come back to those persons to say, but the information as you provided, it's not actually according to what is from what we have received from the Department of Home Affairs. But the other important thing that we discovered, apps, that the information that we received from the UIF, that was actually a little bit outdated. And we have asked now the UIF, the Department of Labor, please provide us now with a revised file, and we will run the applications that we rejected now again against the database as received from the Department of Labor. We received too many complaints from persons that actually indicated, I've worked 2 or 3 years back. I haven't worked at all for the last year. So how come you rejected us? And that's why we went back to the Department of Labor, took a few cases, ran it against their database, and saw but what they have provided that was outdated. And hopefully when we do run the system again, that those persons that we initially rejected will then also start getting payments in June.
Henry, there's a question on the SMS line that's asking, will those rejected be informed? And I even want to add to that, Henry. So, for example, if I do my application now, and like you said, perhaps there's this UIF information, do I get notified about this? And how long does it take?
Apps, the application would normally take about 2 to 3 weeks, because you must remember we run it against different systems, and we will notify the person that your application has been approved or rejected. Now, the first notifications that we sent out in terms of the rejections did not give the reason to the person to say, we found you to be on the UIF system, on the PAFS or on NSFAS. Now we actually, with the new information that will go out in terms of the rejected cases, we will inform those persons then that we found your name to be on the UIF system or in any of the other systems. And what we have started introducing now, and the minister will do the broader communication in this regard, is there will be an appeal panel. So if I feel no man, I don't agree with the decision of SASSA in terms of my rejection for the 350 rand, you will have then the right to appeal. We're still busy in the process of actually establishing the appeal panel, and that's why I say more communication will be done actually in that regard. So in short, yes, it will take you about 2 to 3 weeks for us to respond to your apps to say your application has been successful. No, you have been rejected, and this is the reason why you have been rejected. And I think with the updated UIF list that we will get, the information then will be correct as we will communicate it to you. But if you still don't agree with us, you will have the right to appeal.
All right. To you listening at home, thank you so very much for joining us. You are listening to Mr. Henry de Graas, who is from SASSA in the Western Cape, talking to you about the 350 rand, where many of you have been calling in and saying, but I've applied, I have not been accepted, I don't think this is right. And so he's here this morning to sort of give you an overall picture of what is happening, and certainly saying that there has been some hiccups here and there, but they are fixing those, and that there is communication going back and forth. And so they are always accessible, as Henry has mentioned many a times, that you are more than welcome to contact them at any given time. But remember, the idea is to give you clarity on what is happening and what you need to know. Also, Henry, clearing a question we had yesterday, someone asking about the 500 rands for the child care, for child caring, saying that it will go up until October. Any other questions that you have for us? We'd love to hear from you. Henry, I think this is for you, maybe then, for maybe an accolade for you. Mr. de Graas is great. He helped me to get an older person's grant. Always accessible and very honest. Give him a bells. That is from Martin. Thank you so very much, Henry, for doing a good job there. Henry, maybe going back once again to the applications. If someone, so we know that this was supposed to start in May. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So if I applied in May, and I'm only approved, I mean, with the process and everything else, only in July. Is there back pay that's involved? Do I get, you know, the other 350 rands for June and May?
Yes, you will, because many of the people now got their payments in June, and those payments would be then for May. We will actually pay after we have completed the normal payout process. So for July, for the first couple of days, we will not pay the 350 rand, but then we will continue actually after our normal payout with the money. So you will be paid from the date of your application act. So even if you get the money in June, it will be then for the application in May.
Henry, I mean, from your side, though, we still got about 3 minutes left. And I mean, what is it that our people need to know when it comes to the processes and what still needs to happen going forward?
In terms of the 350 rand, if I look at the other regions, for in Gauteng, you will find 1.5 million applications. And I would really like to encourage the different stakeholders to encourage persons who feel that they are entitled for the 350 rand to apply. You only have two options: either you're successful or you're rejected. But please communicate or get to our call center, get the information about the qualifying criteria, and especially as wide as Cape Talk message will go, we would actually like everybody who would feel that they qualify to apply for the grant. And that's very important. We will make available about 250 volunteers who we will deploy throughout the Western Cape that will assist persons actually to apply. If you don't have a bank account, we will pay you through the post office. But please, for the listeners, start spreading the message in terms of the 350 rand.
That's the message. Just apply. There's two things that can happen. You either are successful or you're not. Nothing more than that. Henry, thank you so, so very much once again for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you, Abs, and good morning to all the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Henry de Graal, ladies and gentlemen, SASSA's Grants Administration General Manager here in the Western Cape.